This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey team, it's Buck. Have you tried a Casper mattress yet? They are incredible. They're obsessively engineered and they come at a shockingly fair price for a mattress that brings together technology and comfort to also be a great value is just too much for any of you to pass up. It combines springy latex and supportive memory foams to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and the perfect bounce. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. It is an award-winning mattress that absolutely will not disappoint. Try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Free shipping and returns to the U.S. and Canada. And for listeners of this show, you can get a special $50 toward any mattress by going to casper.com/buck. Casper.com/buck and using Buck as the code. Terms and conditions apply.
The Buck Sexton Show.
Much to discuss today. More unrest, as they call it, in Charlotte last night. One person was shot. I believe he was killed. You had riots. You had the Charlotte Hornets team store gutted, various other stores looted. Scenes of pandemonium on the streets, police using flashbangs, tear gas, set up in riot gear. And of course, the press goes and covers this. And, you know, there's no disdain. I have to say, this is a remarkable situation. You have some members of the press attacked by these protesters. You actually had one CNN reporter who was shoved down onto the ground. And this is, I can play the audio. The video is obviously a little bit better, but this is how that went down. Play it. Play
various people, agitators out of the crowd, and as other people came in to try to grab those people.
He gets thrown on the ground there pretty violently in the video. And that doesn't seem to change the media narrative that this is just unrest sparked by a police shooting, because the natural response, it would seem, at least based on the way the media covers this stuff, to a black police officer shooting a black man in Charlotte is to burn down and destroy stores, to throw rocks and bottles at police, perhaps to throw things at motorists from an overpass on a highway, which is extremely dangerous. That's a lethal situation. These are the sorts of things that happen, and yet we always hear about the, quote, mostly peaceful protests, or we'll hear about unrest. Unrest is what I feel at night when my feet won't stop moving and I can't sleep. Unrest is not throwing rocks at cops, pulling guns and shooting people. Somebody was shot last night at this protest. Wasn't by a police officer. And yet the way this is talked about, it's, oh, it's the new civil rights movement. Oh, this is all about justice. This is about ending oppression. What kind of stupidity do these people really think they can get away with? Oh, and by these people, I mean the media. I don't expect much more from protesters, quote, protesters, rioters. Let's say rioters. Why? What's the big problem there? A mostly peaceful protest? I've got to tell you something. You know, if you threw a party and somebody at that party pulled out a knife and stabbed one of the other guests, nobody would be saying, you know, it was a mostly peaceful party. They'd say, oh my God, you know about the stabbing that happened last night? What kind of mess is that? What kind of people are you hanging out with, Sexton? And I'd say, yeah, you're right. It wasn't a mostly peaceful party. Somebody got stabbed. Well, somebody got shot at this protest last night. Many others were engaged in all sorts of criminal behavior. And their disdain for the media is fascinating to me, because the media is walking around treating them as though they're some form of social justice warrior, that they're doing God's work here on the streets of Charlotte by covering their faces and destroying stores, acting like a bunch of vandals. They are a bunch of vandals. What exactly is this supposed to send as a message? This is about police reform. This gets attention for the cause. The only attention this gets is from people across the country who are in one of two camps. They are either so brainwashed with the SJW, the social justice warrior nonsense, and all the progressive left lies about an institutionally racist police department, and it's all about racism, and we haven't escaped any of the racism of the past, and somehow this movement that seeks to destroy, to intimidate, to hurt is going to bring about positive change. If you believe that, I guess there's nothing that can change your mind. But for the rest of the country, and I would say a very solid majority of the country, what they see is a bunch of thugs acting like punks and pretending that they are the inheritors of the civil rights movement, pretending that they care about police violence or injustice or anything else. It's just about an outlet for anger and a place to display one's unbridled self-righteousness. That's all this is. Really think this is going? You think you're going to have better police relations when you're forcing the cops to line up in a phalanx with riot gear on? That somehow is going to lead to more positive talks between communities and law enforcement? I don't think so. No rational, sane person could think so. And they don't think so, by the way. They don't believe that this is going to result in fewer unarmed black men getting killed. By the way, in this story, we're told that the police, first of all, already have, there's body camera footage of this shooting. There have been two shootings. This is the one in Charlotte. And the one in Charlotte, involving a Mr. Scott, there's body cam footage. You'd think that perhaps they could wait, the rioters could hold off on the destruction and the mayhem until at least the video of the incident in question came out. Still wouldn't justify any of this, but at least then the pretense would be real. In this case, the pretense could be completely false, and I believe it is, just as I told you that all of the officers indicted in the Freddie Gray case would not be convicted of any serious charge, and that was correct. And I said that from the beginning because the situation was preposterous. Driving a van so that they could snap somebody's neck, as I said in the beginning. I mean, Evel Knievel couldn't pull that one off. It's obviously not intentional. It was obviously not something that anyone wanted to do. In this case, though, we're told that the family says that he had a book. The cops say that he had a gun. There's some footage out there that purportedly shows a gun on the ground, but we haven't had that all confirmed yet. Why would the cops lie about this? Oh, I know what the answer to that is. Buck, the police will lie because they don't want riots and they don't want there to be trouble. Well, there's body camera footage. What do the cops think will happen when that footage is released to the public and they see that, yes, in fact, it was a book? The problem will be much worse. And then there'll be a reality to this story that's out there that the police are planting evidence, lying about evidence. But, of course, that's not going to happen. We're going to find out that he had a gun, just as we found out that Mike Brown didn't have his hands up, according to multiple black eyewitnesses. Charged the police officer after trying to punch him while he's in his car and take his weapon. After strong arm robbery just a few minutes before, what are the chances that gentle giant Mike Brown just happened to be threatening and shoving and stealing from a store owner within minutes of this incident with a police officer, if that wasn't the way that Mr. Brown tended to comport himself on a day-to-day basis? Oh, no, it was just that he was just having a bad day. I know when I have a bad day, I go into a store, I shove somebody, I steal something, I threaten someone, I engage in a robbery, you know, blow off a little steam. And then when a cop pulls up to me wondering if I've done it, I try to take his gun, because why not? I don't really want to hear any more nuanced explanations of what Black Lives Matter wants, this so-called movement. I don't even really know what it is. It's more of a meme than a movement. It's an excuse. It has disgraced itself. And you could say, Buck, that's not fair. There are other people who do want police reform. I know that. I know there are also peaceful protesters. I think a lot of them are misinformed and wrong, but they're allowed to peacefully protest. And some of them do have very earnest feelings about police in minority communities and do want to bring about positive change. But they shouldn't be doing it under the banner of Black Lives Matter. You see, that's the problem. The movement now, to anybody who's paying attention and being honest, is tainted. As I was saying before, there are those who, for whom Black Lives Matter is essentially invincible. It's invulnerable. it can't do any real wrong. There are plenty of them. Some of them go on TV. Many of them are TV journalists. Oh, the pandering. The abject, just pathetic pandering of the media to this movement. Could you imagine for one second if at a Tea Party rally you had guys with tri-corner hats and, you know, replica muskets running around shoving reporters to the ground? I mean, really trying to hurt them, threatening them. Do you think that it would be reported as a mostly peaceful Tea Party rally involved some guys shoving people, attacking people, throwing rocks at reporters, throwing rocks at cars from an overpass, cars on a highway going 60, 70 miles an hour? You know what a rock does to a windshield at that speed? A big enough rock will go right through and it'll actually do tremendous damage to somebody, could kill somebody. But, oh yeah, they're just protesting. They're just protesting. And then you have moments like this where finally we get to hear from a member of this illustrious movement known as Black Lives Matter what she really thinks. Why is she out there protesting? We've bleeped out the bleeps, right, before we play this? John? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Otherwise, I have to earmuff everybody for the kids. But it's bleeped, so don't worry. Play clip three.
Cloudy, but every every few minutes you start to cough when they fire another round. I guess the mood swings pretty dramatically. You see people taking selfies and people celebrating, and then people running in panic. So it's a real weird situation where at least one man has been shot and the crowd continues to gather. They celebrate.
He was shot just like everybody else. Black people get shot every day, right? It's okay for that, right? It's okay for our brothers and our fathers not to come home, right?
May I ask you one question while you're here?
Why?
If a man was shot about 50 yards over there, we don't know by who, why are you here?
Because I serve a purpose, sir. I serve a purpose. My father serves a purpose. My brother serves a purpose.
Are you?
I'm here because guess what? Whether I'm here, I'm in school, I'm in my car. You said, okay, a man got shot over here, right? So you basically said, why would I put myself in dangerous way?
Exactly.
Right. Oh, but guess what? I could be at work, at school, in my car. I could still get shot by the police. I could get shot anywhere. Do you see this?
I do.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you see me?
Yes.
Do you see you? We are not the same. We are human. But I am black and you are white. So don't tell me not to come over
I'm
here after someone.
Not telling you.
Okay.
Asking,
but don't ask the sarcasm. You are using sarcasm.
You, giving,
sir.
Oh, ma'am.
You are using sarcasm.
Ma'am. I think you're
you are using sarcasm. Let me tell you why.
I want to thank you.
You know the events have happened. You know what events have happened. Black men have been killed. Black women have been killed, sir.
All
to me,
matter,
that was a question.
May I ask you, ma'am? Ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
When people were running out, I heard a lot of people saying they shot someone else. Does anyone know or did anyone see who did the shooting? Or are you concerned that we're not sure exactly what happened?
Oh, you want it on video so you can put it on the news, right?
No, we're on live,
that's
actually.
That's what you're trying to find out. If we got a video so you can elaborate out of it, make a fabricated story, right? You want a video that you can base a fabricated
I think she pretty much captures the essence of Black Lives Matter, which is a lot of yelling and anger and talking about black men being killed for no reason. And then you start to ask questions and then there's just hostility. And you challenge the baseline assumption that, one, black men being killed by the police is a widespread and systemic problem. Black men being killed by the police without just cause is a widespread and systemic problem. Less than 50 in a country of 320 million. Just putting that out there. Less than 50 last year. I think the number was like 37 or 38, something like that. And of those cases, by the way, those were just black men shot by police where there was no weapon involved. Which, as we know, doesn't mean that there was no threat. But I'm sure there were some in that number where the police either made a mistake, or in that one horrific case in North Carolina where the officer is facing murder charges, as he should. Sometimes there are bad cops. Nobody says there aren't bad cops. But what is this movement on the streets of Charlotte all about? What happens when we find out, if we find out, I'm going to say when we find out, that this shooting that happened in Charlotte involved an officer pulling, responding to somebody who was not, you know, waving a book or reading a book, but had a gun in his hand. We have body cam footage. It has not been made public yet. But when we see it, if we see it, do you think that will change anything that this movement believes? Will there be any apology? Will anyone who's gone on TV yelling about this, or anyone who's looted a store, will anyone who tried to, as we've seen on video, drag a photographer into an open flame just because, will they feel a little guilty, a little bad about what they've done? No. And will the media shine a light of shame on all of them? Of course not. Of course not. The most degrading thing here, really, is how most of the media treats these protesters with such disdain for their agency as individuals, with such disdain for their ability to make adult judgments and be held responsible for their actions. It is indeed the bigotry of very, very low expectations that they are showing here for these rioters.
This is the Buck Sexton Show
on the Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.